we're doing Sefer HaKabbalah, and we had just finished an enumeration of all the Tanoim that appear in Shas Mishnayos. Now, the Meiri continues and says, "V'tzarich shenida, we need to know shebizmano shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that in Rebbe's time, achar shesiderhu et haMishnayot, after he compiled the Mishnah, sidru acharav Rabbi Chiya veRabbi Hoshaya Braitot, bechol shita sidrei. After him came Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hoshaya, and they arranged Braisos in all six orders. And in the Braisos, we encounter the names of rabbis who are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Some of the rabbis mentioned in the Braisos are amongst the period of Tanoim, and some are from the period of Amoraim. Some of the Braisos appear in the Talmud, and some do not. We have braises that don't appear in the Talmud. But let's let him talk. Let's listen. So the names of Tanaim that appear in the order of Zeraim in the braises that do not appear in the Mishnah. The Masechet Brachot, in the Talmud of Brachos, you have Rabbi Chai, Rav Shilai, Rav Zakai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Monai. In Teya, you have Rabbi Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yoshua, Abba Yossi ben Dostai. In Dmai, you have Rabbi Yossi ben Kvutzai, Rabbi Natan Achiv she Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, and Unkulos Hager. Unkulos doesn't show up in the Mishnah, shows up in the Braisa there. In Trumos, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel Shazuri, and Rabbi Natan ben Yosef. In Shviyas, Rabbi Yossi ben Kifer, Rabbi Shimon ben Kifer, Rabbi Dostai ben Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon ben Kahane, and Yehoshua ben Yeshaya Habassam. In Kilayim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, Abba Yossi ben Chanin Ishiani, Isi Habavli. In Maaser Rishon, only one, Nurai ben Shine. In Maaser Sheni, only one, Yehuda ben Garish. In Chala, Rabbi Yochanan, and he thinks that Rabbi Yochanan is Ben Bagbag, that Ben Bagbag's real name was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bagbag. So he says the Ben Bagbag we meet in the end of Avos, he thinks is this Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what he says. But I don't know where he gets it from. In Garish. In Moed, we have in Masechet Shabbos, Hillel ben Gamliel, who was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Anasi's grandson. Rabbi had a son named Rabbi Gamliel, and he had a son named Hillel. I assume that's Hillel Nasiya, what our Talmud calls Hillel Nasiya. He was a Nasi, Rabbi's grandson. Munbaz, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nazif, and it doesn't say anything in his name, but being that it's called Rebbe, we see he was a Chacham. And Yosef ben Simai, and he also, the Bryce over there discusses an act of Chassidut that he did. Maybe he was a Chassid and not a Chacham. Natan HaBavli, and maybe that's the Rebbe Natan, the Meiri says. Rebbe Acha, Rebbe Zecharia ben Avkulas. It says over there that he said that they didn't do like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel when it came to removing peels from the Shabbos table. And Elazar ben Tedai. In Shkalim we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Nakish. In Yuma Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum. In Sukkah Rabbi Yochanan ben Eloi. And again, we don't have any quote in his name. In Yom Tov Rabbi Abba Azaria Tudusi Shromi. That's interesting because he shows up in the Talmud, Tudus Yishromi. Okay. In Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Chanin of Nosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in Megillah, Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, in Chagiga Yochanan ben Dahavai. And that brings us to the conclusion of Moed. Should we make a run for Nashim? Yeah, two lines. In Nashim, in Yevamos, you have Rabbi Yehuda ben Yair and Elazar ben Mavai. In Ksubos, Rabbi Menachem ben Nava or Navi or Nacha, we don't know exactly. In Sota, Elazar ben Yirmiya, Hanin ben Pinchos, Plimo ben Patiri, and Rabbi Elazar ben Matya. And then finally in Kiddushin, we have Menimen Ger Mitzri and Rabbi Elazar Hamodoi.
They're not mentioned at all.
That's what he says. It's very in the Gemara, they're for sure mentioned. The Chiddush here is that in the Mishnah they never appear. So what we have left to do here is he's going to give us the listing of the Tanaim in Nezikim, Kachim, and Taharos. If you guys have patience, I'll make a run for it now and finish it. That way it'll all be in one recording. Okay, so in Nezikim we have Yehuda ben Nakusa, Rabbi Chalfa ben Igra, in Sanhedrin, Elazar, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yehuda ish Kvarichus, in Shavuos, Nochum ish Gamzu. Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rabbi Yoshaya ben Beseira, and Avodah Zarah you have Shimon ben Gudya. In Kachim you have Nchuli, and Rabbi Elazar ben Dama, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Yeshaya Abasam. In Menachos you have Rabbi Yossi ben Yassin, Rabbi Yehuda Anachtom, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, Rabbi Yochanan Ishturta. In Erechin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Korcho, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. And finally, in Taharos, you have Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya and Kalim, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion, Yehuda ben Shamua, and all those Rabbi Yehuda ben Patirus, and he thinks that's the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ish Tzidon, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. That's interesting, because I think we do have Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. I guess he considers that a braisa. In Nigam, you have Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Ish Kfar Akus, and Rabbi Chia. In Nida, you have Yonatan ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chananya ben Chananya, and Ben Shiklit. In Taharos, Rabbi Merinos, in Machshir, in Chalafta ben Karina, and Unzamim, and Achiv, Rabbi Yehuda Agarsi. And finally, in Zavim, you have Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yana, and Rabbi Lozer ben Pinchos. And that brings us to the conclusion of the rabbis quoted in the Braisa. Then they have an addition here from a commentary. We'll skip his addition. And then next time, tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem, he will expand on what they compiled. He seems to say that the Braises that they compiled were according to the order of the Mishnah. That Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hoshaya, their Braises went in line with the Mishnah. He hasn't called them Tosefta, but he does say they go in line with the Mishnah. So let's wait and see. Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll pick up here.